This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the Capitol, another crazy tries an attack. Mask mandates in Arizona. Unconstitutional? Question mark. A new Pegasus spyware that's been discovered is actually targeting Apple devices. Great! So you might have already been hacked. Next time you get one of those annoying iOS updates, which is coming down the pike soon, you better make sure that you update your phone. The big story has to be, though, Nicholas strengthening to a hurricane smashing into the Texas coast. It's more about the water than the wind, although there is some wind. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney as we kick off yet another week here in September with kids going back to school and Delta variant flowing all over the place. There are some closures. Boy, there's a ton to get to. Like I said, though, how about this storm? 80-mile-an-hour gusts. Power already cut to 25,000 customers. I just checked before I cracked open the mic. And this is along the middle Texas coast. So the big hazard is life-threatening flooding. And we know that this is something you have to take so serious because we saw what happened last time with Ida. So you do have winds, but it's more about the water than anything else. And where is that area that I'm talking about? We're talking about Louisiana's Gulf Coast, Texas's Gulf Coast. So think south of Galveston to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Could see double-digit rain totals. Could see totals of up to 18 inches. So think the height of houses. Think of what has just happened. Boy, is the ground shifting. Houston is our fourth largest city in these United States, and they're very vulnerable to flooding. They could see more than half a foot of rain. The projections, thank goodness, were reduced a little bit on Monday. I have a lot of friends that live down there. Should I leave? Should I stay? Should I stay? Should I go? There's actually a lyric in a song. Should I stay or should I go now? Yeah, a lot of people are choosing the option of go after seeing what we just saw a couple of weeks ago. And again, it's still more about the water than anything else. In fact, the National Weather Service has declared a rare level 4 out of 4 high risk of flash flooding along the areas I mentioned, that upper Texas coastline where you could get 3 inches an hour. And that's what it is when you get so much rain that comes down so fast and you're stuck, right? I mean, already the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, in anticipation of this, has already declared disaster areas for 17 counties, knowing what this water damage can do. Can we get a break? Mother Nature, please stop serving up these fastballs. I mean, Nicholas is one of 3 tropical systems, actually, that's being looked at in the Atlantic. The other 2 don't have names yet, but trust me, they're coming down the pike. This may end up being one of the worst hurricane seasons ever. I mean, it's been jam-packed, if you think about it. I'm so tired of looking at weather maps. I had a choice very, very early in my career. I filled in for somebody doing the weather. And there was a reason why I didn't do the weather. It was fun. But I was doing it in Nebraska, and I was tired of looking at the maps where I was seeing some horrific conditions of tornadoes, etc. And I thought, boy, I will just constantly be working and looking at wind patterns and trying to figure out all of this. And I was terrible at trying to debate where I was going to spend the most time of what county, etc. But there's no debating about it now, I suppose. When you're behind a mic, it is about the weather. It is about what's going on, the buzz in our backyard, which is the amount of rainfall. Houston, about 1 to 1.5 inches of rain already downtown, and it keeps increasing, like in Galveston County, 2 inches, boom, an hour. There's a cool place called Freeport, Texas. I've been there many times, just south of Galveston, pretty area, and that's under a flash flood warning. So you get my drift here. It's not good. I've already seen some of the videos, and it's just incredible the kind of water that they're seeing. So you might not be worried about Nicholas. You might be worried about something else. Like, how about the spyware thing? I have to say this at the top, because let's face it, we are all armed, most of us anyway, with some sort of probably Apple device, but it doesn't have to be an Apple device. Maybe you're skirting a problem if you don't have Apple. It seems like every time I look around, that's what somebody has, though. So Apple released a software update on Monday to fix this security flaw exploited in hacking iPhones and other devices made by the company, which, of course, they have the iPad, which many, many people have gotten. A lot of schools have that. They got donations and bought those for kids, especially with remote work happening in, still in many places. So they issued a patch to close this device that was discovered by researchers at Citizen Lab. They said they found the hack in the iPhone records of a Saudi political activist, and they immediately alerted Apple. This is the first time since 2019 that the malicious code used in a Pegasus hack has been discovered by researchers even. So it does offer insights into what the technique is of the company. I mean, could you be more diligent? I mean, they have to be on top of everything, and that's exactly why they're always looking, 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 looking. So if you don't know who that is and what I'm talking about, the NSO Group's Pegasus surveillance tool targeted iPhones and other Apple devices through iMessage. So this goes to that whole thing of people, especially kids do this a lot, but lots of people I know are on these chat apps because it's a popular way to hack into devices, right? So they hack into the devices of political dissidents and human rights activists. It's a nightmare. So again, if you see that update, you probably want to go through the update because you're vulnerable, and watch out for any of those apps, because we know once you get hacked into, how horrific it is to try to undo all of it. Speaking of horrific, we're only 8 minutes into this show. A Washington Post survey of the 20 largest school districts found that few are offering any kind of coronavirus screenings. Remember, that was one of the things that was talked about, because they have wishy-washy, vague guidelines, and now in the middle of a surge of cases. There's 55 million children and teens that are going back into classrooms, maybe even a little bit more. So the president is saying he would do everything in his power to get as many students back to school as possible, because we know that hits the economy. And, of course, parents who are trying to work especially. But it's being tested because we have this variant of the virus. It's infected more kids in the opening weeks for some schools than in all of last year. There's been 1,700 temporary, so did you hear me? 1,700 temporary closures. And that data is from Burbio. They track school reopening. 1,700. Ugh. Do we want this to go away? But we just can't sweep it away. So there probably has to be some better protocols in place, and they got to figure this thing out. It can't be little of this, little of that. You know, there's no little of anything. It's here's what it is, and this is what we have to do right now, and then we can change it. Will California get a facelift? Maybe.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Gavin Newsom, will he be the governor still of California? His approval ratings were pretty high about a month ago, but they have definitely taken a hit recently. Let me explain what happens here in a couple of moments. But first, I want to tell you about Washington. They had to ramp up security ahead of this September 18th rally, so they wouldn't take any chances. Capitol Police and other law enforcement there are doing what they have to do in front of the Saturday rally. It's a rally to support the pro-Trump insurrectionists who attacked the Capitol earlier in the year. I mean, that's what they've said. We're coming. We are going to rally, and we are pro-Trumpers. Pro-Trumpers, and we're pro the attack. I mean, I actually saw something that said, we are pro the attack. Who writes that? They need better people to put out PR for them. We're pro attacking. Anyway, the security is fences. Once again, we look like we're Venezuela on a terrible day. And you got congressional leaders that are thinking, I don't want to be blindsided this next time around. So here we are. The fences are up. High security cameras also getting installed as well. That 7-foot fence around the main Capitol building. Remember that was there for months after January 6th. There's also an emergency declaration. So what does that mean? It allows Capitol Police to deputize outside law enforcement as what they call special Capitol Police officers on Saturday. Well, that could be interesting. So how many people are going to show up there, you know, in the awkwardly worded release that I saw, 10,000 or more. Now, peaceful protests, you know, of course, one thing, right? Whether you like it or not, whatever the message is, I'm all for people protesting in this country when they don't like something. But unfortunately, our protests have become such ugly things from coast to coast, depending on what it is and what's being protested. So anyway, they're prepared around the Capitol, that's for sure, this time around. They're not going to let anything happen or try not to let anything happen like before. Remember the pipe bomb deal, and they still haven't found that person. There was Donald Craighead, I think that was his name. He was driving a truck with the white supremacist slogans and said he was on patrol. And was there any connection between him and the weekend demonstration at the Capitol? That's another thing, of course, that happened again. So, I mean, it's one thing after another. And the various security measures had to be escalated, and they had to reinstall the security fence. And I mean, just the idea that we have to have a giant fence around our Capitol, oh. And I think of how many times I've been to that Capitol in the past in my life, never thinking twice. We have so many wild cards that they have to do that. So now instead, you've got enough security around so that this doesn't happen again. Hopefully. You know, hopefully it doesn't happen again. Because are there any guarantees? No. Right? So, by the way, the Capitol Police had to arrest a man carrying a machete bayonet in a truck near the DNC headquarters. So that was the other thing that happened. He's that the guy that I mentioned, Daniel Craighead, that was driving around. And, of course, you can't have those weapons, so they're illegal in Washington. And he was immediately picked up, and his father said his son had been troubled by mental illness and drug abuse, and so he said that he was a drifter and he was drawn to white nationalist ideology, and he didn't believe that he was arriving in Washington to go to the rally, but you know, who knows? He says I don't think he's ever hurt anyone, but they picked him up. He had a truck, by the way, with stolen license plates, so who knows? We move from that to the California, who knows, and is Newsom, the governor there, is his job really in danger? Maybe a month or so ago, he had a 57% approval rating, but California life has become pretty unaffordable and very restrictive during the pandemic, and there were a couple of moments that Newsom really, frankly, blew. So there are people who do not want Newsom to stay in place. And the recall ballot has simply two questions on Tuesday that voters answer. Do you want to recall Governor Newsom? Question. If the governor is recalled, who do you want to replace him? Oh, there's the big question. And this is the crazy thing about this. There are 46 candidates running to replace him. Of course, most of them Republicans. That makes sense. The person who wins won't get the majority of votes. It'd be highly unlikely. But it's possible if Newsom is recalled, it happens with 48 or 49% of voters casting ballots to keep him. That can happen. The next governor would get 15 to 18% of the vote. So he could get more votes than anyone else in the race, but he still loses his job to somebody who has only a fraction of what the California voters wanted. It's very crazy if you think about that, especially with that many people that are trying to get, who threw their name into the hat, who are trying to get the gig. 47% said they wanted to recall Newsom just a couple of days ago in a University of California at Berkeley poll. So this race is serious enough that the Democrats were pulling out every stop that they could in the book. I mean, you've got talk show host Larry Elder. You have Caitlyn Jenner, who's running for this spot. You've got names that are known to the people in California, the fiance of a former Real Housewives cast member. And who knows the platforms? Who knows? There's John Cox. He ran for governor in 2018. He lost badly. There's a former mayor of San Diego, Kevin Falconer. There's Kevin Kiley, a state assemblyman. So this could happen. It's a quirky mechanism for recalling a politician in California. It was set up in 1910, I guess, by people who were intent on keeping a check on power. So they made qualifying for the ballot easy. You only have to get signatures of 12% of voters from the most recent election. Many other states would require like 25%. And you think about this, over the last, I mean, they've tried to do this a couple of times, but it succeeded once over the last 60 years in 2003 when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor, when Governor Gray Davis was knocked out. There was a bunch of rolling blackouts that made him very, very unpopular. People were tired of it. It was the economics of it and being in the dark, frankly. So that was it. He was knocked out. And could it be challenged in the court? Somebody asked me that the other day. So yes, it could, but it'll get knocked down as unconstitutional because this is something that's been in place in California for a while. I mean, it's a recall law that was set up to allow the will of the minority to oust a sitting government. Is it a bad thing, do you think? Well, it could be a good thing, right? It would be one way to keep politicians in check, especially when you think of a governor of a big state like California. So there is a chance that, Caitlyn Jenner, could Caitlyn Jenner be the next governor of California? Maybe Larry Elder. Maybe Gavin Newsom hangs on to his job. The tea leaves say we don't know at this point, because at one moment when this was first talked about, it looked like, oh, there's no way. But when you hear the numbers that I just said, it's not necessarily that difficult. California. Headed to the mailroom. Mailbag next.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. During the sometimes contentious hearing, Blinken defended the Biden administration's actions, saying they inherited a withdrawal date from the previous administration, but not a withdrawal plan. And President Biden visited the West Coast Monday to survey damage from recent wildfires.
Just surveyed some of the damage of the Calder Fire here in California, which in less than a month has wiped out 200,000 acres and 1,000 structures. Homes, precious memories destroyed, air quality degraded, local economy stopped in its tracks.
The president also used the recent natural disasters to urge action on climate change, which he said spawned and worsened recent disasters. This is USA Radio News. With the Taliban claiming full control over all of Afghanistan, many worry about how they'll enforce their rules, despite their own claims that they've reformed in some areas over the last 20 years. Representative Jerry Connolly says it's clear that the Taliban will revert to the same policies in place from the last time they ran Afghanistan. The Virginia Democrat tells CNN that he is not confident that the Biden administration has a plan to keep up counterterrorism efforts in the country.
Am I confident? No, I am not. I believe that with the Taliban takeover complete now, including the Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan, I think sources of intelligence are going to dry up. I think people are going to put themselves at enormous personal risk to cooperate clandestinely with the United States or its Western allies. I think the country is probably going to be sealed up for a period of time. And sadly and predictably, I think the Taliban is going to revert to the policies that it pursued 20 years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at the mail.
You for once again filling up the mailbag. I love it. Keep this address handy, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, because the Nail the Score game is coming back. I had a lot of you ask me about that. I had Jake, Joe, and Vinny. That sounds like a play. Jake, Joe, and Vinny. Jake, Joe, and Vinny from different parts of the country asking, where are you guys? You got to call on the phone lines when we do this. But we're going to kick it in on Wednesday. It's going to switch up sometimes. It should normally be on Wednesday, and it'll be in our last segment of the first hour on Wednesdays. It's perfect because it's like that midweek, right? You come off of the Monday night game, and then you head into the Thursday night game, and they have Thursday night games, and then the rest of the weekend, etc. And if the show has to be moved, if the segment has to be moved, we'll tell you that certainly ahead of time. And I know some of you are at work and you need to email, so remember that email. And how does Nail the Score work? Obviously, Jake, Joe, and Vinny were interested in it because I pick what I think is the game of the week. All you have to do is call in or email me during that segment and tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who wins. And if you nail it and you would own that score, nobody else could get that same score, you would win some fabulous prizes from the show. Yep, and I was just looking at the prizes the other day. We have some really good prizes. We've had winners in the past, but it's been a long time. Sharon, listening to us in Maine, was very concerned. She was trying to get a hold of me, and she was reaching out through that crazy messenger app, by the way, and some other ways to ask me, when are you doing it? And it's Wednesday, so we cleared that up. Okay, so let's dive deeper into the mailbag, and this is what we've got. We have we've got Alex, who says, Kate, I can't believe it. I moved to New Orleans a couple of years ago, and yes, I know all about what can happen with hurricanes and what's happened in the past and the history of that, but I just love New Orleans, and I'm so glad I moved. But we really have had a very rough probably year and a half. I mean, some would say more than that, I guess, but, you know, you get a clear path and you think you're safe, and I think that's part of the deal. I'm not from Louisiana, but I absolutely love New Orleans. I caught you on 990 AM, and I just want to say, once again, we are battening the hatches this time for more rain, although I don't think it's going to be as bad as it is to our, as it is with our friends in Galveston. Yeah, watch out, though, because once again, New Orleans is in part of that. So you're getting rain, and you did get rain earlier in the evening, and that's part and parcel of it, absolutely. That's the vulnerability of New Orleans, just where you are in that mouth of the Gulf Coast, of that region, of when the weather patterns seem to roar up in that direction. Oh, we love our friends from 990. So everybody down there, please be careful, take care, and pay attention to what's going on around you. Certainly, you don't need me to lecture you on that. You know, you get plenty of warnings. Okay, so let's move to another one. This one is a little bit different because, boy, the mailbag was full of really interesting interesting stuff. All right, this one is from Jen, listening to us in Arizona, in Tucson, in fact, and Jen says, Kate, Arizona's mask mandate is being challenged. What we're seeing with schools, you know, we're talking about the mask mandate in schools, and it's, I guess, crazy for some and not as crazy for others. I have two sons. My boys don't care. They are just kind of used to it. They, you know, we're a Republican family. We don't have a political issue about it. It's just, this is what we do. So they're off and they're masked and no big deal. So the mask mandate is that it's required for students, staff, and visitors at Arizona public schools to wear face coverings because that's the idea, right? Mitigating the spread of coronavirus. But it's controversial. And it's scheduled to take effect on the 29th. There are students that are already doing it. Obviously, Jen's kids are doing that. But there was a lawsuit that was filed on behalf of Arizona's teachers union, arguing that a handful of policies passed as part of the budget are unconstitutional. And it wasn't about the ban. It included rules for conducting elections, regulations for what teachers can and can't talk about in their classrooms, and the ban on local school leaders requiring students and staff to wear masks. So, it's not over. I mean, it's a tug of war, right? Now, there is a constitutional rule, Arizona constitutional rule, that a bill can only tackle one thing or one single subject at a time. So that would be if you were talking about taxpayer dollars or whatever, just stick to one subject at a time. Boy, I like that. It's one subject at a time. Are you kidding? Anyway, a lot of states have similar rules in their constitutions requiring bills have one subject at a time. And they extend those rules to the budget. So the teachers say they're fighting back. And I don't know. There's a mother and a teacher and an executive director of Save Our Schools in Arizona who's pushing hard on this and has some backing of some Republicans and certainly lots of Democrats where all it ends up, we'll see. And it's a good test to watch what's happening in Arizona and some other places in the country, too, by the way, as well. And you heard at the top of the show, if you were listening, I talked about the schools that some of them are going remote because of the problems that they've had with the coronavirus in just a week or two, and not taking any chances, again, with teachers and with students, depending on where it is and how bad it is, how many teachers or students got infected. There have been teachers already that have died from catching the virus. This Delta variant is particularly tricky. Let's put it that way. All right, this one is from Penny. I like that name, Penny. And Penny says, Kate, there's just so many things as I listen to your show that I could actually ask you about or throw my opinion in the mix of. But I guess when I look at Afghanistan, that weighed heavy on me. I had a son who served in Afghanistan, and he did two tours, and Michael came back fine, but lost a lot of friends, and it really took a toll on him mentally, and the withdrawal was something that really shook him pretty badly, as many of the guys that he served with and women he served with, there were a few of those too, were not happy about how the withdrawal went down and are concerned about some of the people there. You know, it's interesting, you have the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, who, of course, was going toe-to-toe with the lawmakers on Monday over the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. It was his first hearing, actually, before Congress since the Taliban takeover of the country. And, you know, the one of the things that was said is it was Congressman Michael McCaul from Texas, who is the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He said, American people don't like to lose. Okay, that's true. Especially to the terrorists. And then there were other comments. The majority of Americans wanted to leave Afghanistan. I think that's definitely true, but not like that. So the saddest part of all of this in the withdrawal, and could it have been clean? Was there a cleaner solution to exit? Was there one that really was out there and existed? Is the 13 deaths and all the injuries, too, because don't forget the injuries. And also for the Afghan people who helped Americans and were desperately trying to get out and lost their lives. Kids, right? So now Blinken says there is a new pledge of $64 million in U.S. assistance to Afghanistan, and it would circumvent the Taliban and go directly to non-governmental organizations and U.N. agencies providing relief to the impoverished Afghans. And I wonder if they think there's going to be no intercept there. Well, you heard what you said, where the money would be dumped into. Because remember, there was the freeze of billions of dollars in foreign donations to Afghanistan following the collapse of a Western-backed government. Of course that was going to happen. So you got food, cash shortages, you know, 18 million people there. Half the population were dependent on foreign assistance or more. So that's the other side of this. That's the other concern. I just wonder, how do you account for that money and make sure you keep it out of the hands of the Taliban? That's the thing. So thank your son for his service, and I can understand the angst he feels over what he saw. I think lots of us were obviously upset with what we saw. Remember your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It is Small Business Week in America. We're talking to Michelle Klein from Facebook next.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Obviously a big week here in the show and nationally too, because this is National Small Business Week. And you think of where we are with the pandemic. I've been talking about this a lot with scientists and other people about what's going on with the Delta variant and COVID-19 and the pandemic and where we are in the world. So it's perfect to have with us on the show. We're pleased to welcome Michelle Klein, Vice President of Global Customer Marketing at Facebook. They've got the new Global State of Small Business report that's just out from Facebook, and it is, by the way, one of the largest and most comprehensive small business surveys and analysis globally. And apparently, we've got some glimmers of hope. So again, it's perfect to have Michelle on. Michelle, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
So let's start right from the top. Where are we with small business, and what trends did you see coming out of the report that you did?
Well, we know that small businesses continue to face the challenge of a lifetime, and at Facebook, we're doing everything we can to invest so that we can continue to support them. And in this 8th edition of our Global State of Small Business report, we do see some bright spots for recovery. But for small businesses around the country, there is still a ways to go, especially given the emerging Delta variant that you mentioned earlier. But a positive trend that we're seeing is around business closure rates. Both here in the U.S. and globally, these are slowly turning around. For example, the closure rates for businesses in the U.S. back in February when we took the survey was 22%. And more recently, that has fallen to 16% at the time that this particular survey was taken through the summer. So closure rates are going down. And another bright spot that we're seeing is the usage of digital tools, which is up by 88%. And those small businesses who are leaning in to using digital tools are seeing higher sales overall compared to this same time last year. So glimmers of hope for sure. And small businesses are beginning to steer the ship in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that's incredible, the 88% digital tools, because, of course, the pandemic shifted what happened, obviously, in the way some of the delivery systems were, et cetera. And so digital tools are so important now.
That's right. And we're doing everything we can to help equip small businesses with those skills on an ongoing basis. We have a program called Boost with Facebook, which runs all year round and provides training and access to the tools and skills that businesses need, not just from Facebook, but from many partners, whether it's around how to get your, you know, business reopened safely or how to run the payroll or how to get HR resources. We partner with companies around the country to make that fully robust so that small businesses can really get access to everything they need in this ever-changing world.
Yeah. Let's talk about funding and capital. Obviously, that's crucial with small businesses. Mm-hmm. When you look at that around the country and even globally, I guess, is that something that you also saw reflected in the report that you did?
Throughout the entire pandemic, small businesses have told us consistently that they face huge challenges with cash flow. And our research shows us that this is a greater problem for diverse-owned businesses. And we have been listening, and we got to work on a couple of solutions that could really help. And so today I'm proud to announce, as part of National Small Business Week, two new ways that diverse-owned businesses can get access to capital and gain more liquidity. The first way is through a new initiative called the Facebook Invoice Fast Track, and this will enable eligible small businesses to have the opportunity to get paid for the goods and services that they've invoiced their customers for, instead of having to wait the usual 60 to 100, up to 120 days that it can take to get paid for work that you've already done. We at Facebook are going to shorten that to a matter of a number of days so that we can get cash in the hands of businesses that truly need it. And then the second initiative is a new small business funding resource, which will be available on Facebook and will connect small business owners to information about grants and loan opportunities, other business resources, and networking groups that they can join. In my job every day, I'm listening to small businesses and hearing what their number one problems are, and we're constantly working to bring new solutions to the table, and we're thrilled to be able to do that with these two programs.
Yeah, so a lot of people are listening to us, a couple of million at least. How can they support small businesses?
Well, there are two very simple ways that we can all help. Number one, the first thing that you can do is shop local and support the small businesses in your local community. You can shop online. They've probably got a shop on Facebook or Instagram. They've probably got a website. Or if they've reopened, get in there and get in store and support them. They need your help now more than ever. And the second is to use your social media handles to brag about your favorite small businesses. You can do this on Instagram or Facebook. Where you see something you love, post about it. Especially as we start to gear up for the holiday season and people are getting into what can I buy, what a gift mode, and looking for ideas to surprise and delight. There are an amazing amount of fantastic ideas from businesses out there, and if you post about them, we can help support them and also help your community.
Yeah. Well, this was terrific, this interview. Great information and statistics, et cetera, in this. Michelle, where can people go for more information?
You can find out more about everything that I've shared at our Facebook newsroom, which is at about.fb.com/news.
Now, Michelle Klein, Vice President of Global Customer Marketing at Facebook, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, so some good advice about shopping locally. We talked about that a lot at the start of the pandemic, that it's those small, cool places in your neighborhoods, in your communities that sometimes, you know, the local donut shop. I've got a great donut shop. The people have been here for, gosh, I want to say 25 years. And my community, whether they were eating donuts or not, they really came out to keep supporting them because there are lots of donut shops and some of them are chains. And it really helped keep them open. Same thing with some other restaurants, and restaurants especially, but not just restaurants, local stores, pharmacies that are just locally owned, so not a big box store, for example. You know the difference. But I think she's right on point that now it's about making that move for more digital tools and figuring out ways to get people in. And that's the adjustments that are being made. Still, takeout is huge. You know, pulling up and ordering your food and getting it, picking it up, that's still as big as, I think, as you can imagine. I've noticed that lately a lot. And I know that there are some restaurants, because they can't find enough workers, that are, they're doing exactly that. They're focusing a lot on pickup, same kind of thing, or getting it delivered. But whatever it is you can do to help local businesses, yeah, absolutely. I am all about it. All right, a couple of quick headers. We know that the big thing is the wall of water that Nicholas is now. It is a hurricane, but it's mostly the heavy rain and the storm surges that is the killer part of this. You know, you might have 75-mile-an-hour winds. That's not great, or 80-mile-an-hour winds, but it's the massive amount of rain that's dropping so fast on southeastern Texas. And they're talking about, really, you're going to see that Tuesday and early Wednesday over southwestern Louisiana, especially Wednesday. And they're talking about that it could produce 6 to 12 inches of rain, maybe 18 inches of rain in some area. So like Houston, for example, how do they prepare for moderate to heavy rain overnight? What can they do? Well, they look at areas where they know, for example, they've got Lake Houston. So what do? They lowered it by a foot. And they deployed high water equipment throughout the city because they can't pinpoint what locations will get the most rain. And that's what the mayor's saying. And we've seen that the Hurricane Harvey just hovered around Houston and too many people died. And of course, homes were destroyed. Houston Independent School District schools are going to be canceled on Tuesday because of the weather. So not even dealing with that. All after school activities were canceled on Monday. And, you know, the district in Texas, in Houston, is huge with the amount of schools that are there. And, of course, the governor, as I said before, has already been preparing by mobilizing support, resources, supplies. That's key. I think it's so smart that they're just trying to figure out, okay, where can we put the equipment that might be the best spot? And if we have to move it, where can we move it? You know, Nicholas is the Atlantic hurricane season's 14th named storm. 14 normally, so this gives you some perspective of this thing. Typically, the 14th named storm doesn't form until November 18th. Wow. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, for my people listening there, declared a state of emergency ahead of Nicholas. We knew this. He sent out a news release because the southwest portion of the state, as I mentioned, is being threatened. Could get that flooding. Heavy rain, flash flooding, all of that is possible. So get ready, everybody. Don't get caught off guard if you live in those areas and you are listening to us. By the way, thanks for listening to the show. Remember, you can catch up with me 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.